CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. The final preparations are underway for the Democratic National Convention. That's where the party will officially nominate Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to the presidential ticket, CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
It's all set to begin Monday night with a tribute to Biden and a speech by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. On Tuesday, former President Barack Obama is the headliner. Wednesday, it's former President Bill Clinton and Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz. Thursday is Harris's big night.
Walz is praising Harris's work ethic.
When I heard the McDonald's story about work, that she's worked at McDonald's, like so many of us growing up took jobs to get by, the funny thing to me was, is can you picture Donald Trump working the McFlurry machine?
Republican nominee Donald Trump expects to spend most of next week on the campaign trail. Hurricane Ernesto made landfall on Bermuda early today. The Category 1 storm packed winds of 85 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center's Eric Blake says the U.S. could feel the storm's effects.
Even though this storm is going to stay offshore of the U.S., the hurricane is quite big, and large seas and swells are emanating away from Ernesto. And this is expected to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions all across the western Atlantic beaches.
An Israeli airstrike in Gaza has killed at least 18 people. Today's strike came hours after officials from the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar wrapped up 2 days of ceasefire talks. CBS's Linda Gradstein.
Many Israelis believe the current ceasefire talks are the last chance for the 115 hostages being held in Gaza to be brought home, although Israel says at least 41 of them have been killed. Thousands of Israelis demonstrated in favor of a ceasefire deal that would end the war in Gaza and bring the hostages home. The three-stage deal would also see the release of thousands of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails.
NASA technology and money from donors is behind a satellite that will help locate the planet-warming gas methane from space. CBS's Christopher Cruz explains.
The satellite will be able to spot leaks coming from such sources as oil refineries and landfills. It will plot the leaks on a publicly accessible online portal. The technology is designed to help polluters find and plug methane leaks. Scientists say identifying sources of methane is essential to making the drastic emissions cuts that they contend are needed to avoid the worst impacts of climate change.
Firefighters are working to put out the last pockets of flames after a large fire broke out at London's historic Somerset House Cultural Center. The London Fire Brigade says everyone is safe. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055. Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Airports got busier in 2023, but will the trend continue? CBS's Peter Greenberg reports.
The numbers are now in, and 8 of the top 10 airports around the world saw huge increases in passengers. And if you were traveling to or through Atlanta, Dallas, or Denver, passenger traffic was up nearly 12% last year. But the biggest surprise? International traffic increased a whopping 27%. But what about this year? Will those numbers hold up? Probably not. A U.S. national election year and worries about the economy are slowing things down. And bookings for the last 4 months of this year indicate that prices and crowds may shrink. Peter Greenberg, travel editor, CBS News.
Dozens of firefighters have traveled from Australia and New Zealand to the Pacific Northwest. The U.S. Forest Service says the 65 specialists are assisting with managing and supervising the fight against several big wildfires burning in Washington and Oregon. The U.S. and those countries have had an aid agreement for 20 years. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise partly cloudy tonight to low in the mid-60s. Early fog tomorrow, then sunshine and a high around 80. And mostly sunny for Monday, a high in the mid-70s. Low 70s with more sun on Tuesday. Right now it's 76.
WRJN.
Well, since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late.
Help, 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 help,
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
loneliness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
Charleston was once the rage. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boy,
goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
it began. I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road just south of Carthage College. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.